My noxious thing about possums that I just can't stand. I've had rabbits forever. I guess 38 years now I've had rabbits. And these rascals will climb up there, hang on the bottoms of the cages, and eat the feet off the rabbits.
That's raccoons. That's not...
Cats will do that, too.
The raccoons will do that.
Well, eat the feet off them?
Let me tell you how to tell the difference between what possums do and coons do.
What do you do?
Possum will hang on the bottom and eat the feet off of them, especially like those tender baby feet.
Aww.
And the coons, they'll go up, they'll hang on the side of the cage and hang an arm in there. The rabbits freak out, run around, and they reach over and grab a rabbit. And a rabbit that's 3 weeks to about 8 weeks old, you'll go out in the morning, and there'll be nothing but a bunch of skulls left in the cage. They'll eat everything but the skulls, and they can't get that through the 1x2 wire on the side.
Hmm. Well, I had rabbits, I forget the kind I raised. I worked with John Vanek all the time raising rabbits, and I had a cage hanging. It was suspended from a branch of a tree, and it was one of these where you push the door inward to get it out. In other words, it was a flap-open door, but you had to push it inward, so of course the rabbits couldn't get out because they couldn't pull it inward. And I went out there one day, I had a $50 buck out there, and he was laying there dead, but part of his face was eaten off.
Yeah.
But he was in there in the cage with the door closed, and I couldn't figure out what that was.
Raccoon got in and out. Huh?
Yeah, in and out of that door, suspended cage, and the door swung in.
Huh. Hmm.
So he got in, killed the rabbit, and ate on him a little bit, and then opened that door because they got little hand and climbed back out. What I never knew is they come back and feed on that carcass over and over and over. You know, you always think about a raccoon being clean and everything.
Yeah.
But he would come back and fed on that carcass over and over, and so I moved the carcass a certain way. And so I started checking it every couple of hours. And I checked it at 10 o'clock. It hadn't been moved. And I checked it the next morning at 5 or 6. It had been moved. So I knew it was coming about 2 o'clock. You know, my magic hour of 2 o'clock is when night things feed. And so I went out there at 2 o'clock, shined a light in there, and there was that big old coon in there, raccoon, in a closed cage eating that rabbit carcass.
Hmm.
Well, a coon, a lot of times the first thing that they'll eat is they'll take and eat the brains out of a dead rabbit.
Yeah, that's what this one was feeding on. It was feeding on the head first.
And then
it skinned it back around the skull.
So
the skull
was
clean.
Now, what did you do to that raccoon?
Let me say that raccoon will never eat another $50 buck as long as he lives, okay?
All right,
as long as he lived, excuse me.